They're noisy, they're bratty, and by all rights, when they come into shul, you should swat them, knock them down, and stop the obnoxious behavior, right? But that's not what happens. Oh, he's so cute, and look, his matching outfit and the pantaloons. And my son, this is not a joke, my son, when he was 13, saw a baby picture of him and said to my wife, "Mommy, how come you dressed me like a girl when I was a little boy?" But it's the dude, they dress him up, they make the shul, and everybody loves the cute, pinch of cheeks. What's pshat? Says the stipler, there is nothing intrinsically cute about a kid, but Hashem put a chain for little children in adults' hearts so that when a little child walks into shul, you don't swat him and knock him down, so that you take care of the child, so that you help the child, so that you bring the child up. It's not natural. It's not instinctive. It's something that Hashem put into the heart of adults, a chain, a love, an attraction for children. Now, on a personal level, I've seen this over and over. I remember when my Racheli was 4 years old, I used to brush her teeth every night. Now, don't get me wrong, it wasn't because of the hygiene, and I wasn't on a plaque attack, get the teeth clean. I was insistent that I personally brush her teeth, meaning I wouldn't let her do the brushing. I had to take the toothbrush and brush her teeth every night. Why? Only one reason, because she was so cute, and just holding the toothbrush on her little teeth, it was so much fun that I would do it every night. Now, gentlemen, listen to what I'm saying to you now. This is a very, very deep point. Rahman al-Aslan, when adults get older, and you have parents sometimes who become infirm, you have to do things to them that very, very difficult to do. Rahman al-Aslan, even you have sometimes parents who need help going to the bathroom. And it is very, very hard. An older person who no longer has full capacities and you have to assist them with their daily needs, it's a very, very difficult situation for them and for you. Yet, for a child, it's not. I change my children's diaper all the time and I pinch the little tushy and so cute and nobody bothers. It doesn't bother me, doesn't bother the kid. But when it's an adult, it's very, very different. You know why? Biologically, it's the equivalent. Physically, it's the same. There's one difference. With a child, there's a cuteness. There's a chain. The little child, it's cute, and you want to pinch the little child, and you don't mind. You enjoy brushing the child's teeth. You don't mind changing the diaper. But once a person becomes an adult, that chain dissipates. So now you're left with the raw activity. And the raw activity is very difficult. It is very difficult to take care of another human being. It's very difficult to care for the bodily functions of another human being. But for a child, it's very easy because Hashem put a chain, put a love in our hearts for children. Says the Chovos HaLevavos, if you want to understand our relationship to Hashem, take that chain. Take that feeling, that warm feeling in your heart when you see a little kid and you want to smile and hug him. Multiply that by 10,000 times and you'll begin to understand an inkling, a small percentage of how much Hashem loves us. See, that chain is not intrinsic. When the little kid walks into the room and I just want to quell, Hashem put that sense, Hashem put that feeling into my heart. That's not be'etzem a part of me, but it is completely a part of Hashem. And that love and that caring, that devotion, that feeling of, oi, that's my yingala, is something that Hashem feels for us. But the feeling that you'll feel for a little child is nothing compared to the feeling that you feel for your child. When it's your son, when it's your daughter, the feelings are much more intense. The bond is much stronger. And it's a whole different ballgame. I remember when my son, Shalom Aryeh, was 2 years old, and he had a high fever and he broke a bone, and they didn't know what it was, but they suspected the worst, and they suspected all kinds of bone disease, etc. I took him into the hospital, to the emergency room, and it was 12 o'clock at night when the doctor said, we have to draw blood from a very deep vein. They couldn't just take it from a vein, they had to take it from a deep vein. So two phlebotomists, you know, these two guys all dressed in white, you know, what do you call it? Count Dracula's, right? They gather around this, and you have to imagine, there's this little kid, he's 2 years old, he's lying on a table, these two big men are standing around, and they asked me to help hold him down. So I helped hold him down, and they had to draw from his thigh. They take out a needle about this big, because they have to penetrate deep into the thigh, so I'm holding his thighs like this, the other guy's holding his head and chest down, and the guy with the white mask holds the needle to put into his thigh, and Shlomo Aryeh looks up to me and goes, Abba, make them stop, please. I wanted to melt. I wanted to cry. What do you say? It's my kid. It's my flesh and blood. Says Chovos Levavos, if you want to understand a father's relationship to his son, it is an extension of him. Meaning, when the kid gets cut, it's not the kid, it's the father. It's like an extension, it's like another arm, it's like a piece of me. That's the bond, that's the relationship, that's the connection that a father feels for his son. And says the Chovos Levavos, that is something that Hashem implanted in the father's heart, but is only an inkling, a fraction of a fraction of the love, the bond, the attachment that Hashem has to any of his creations, including you and me. And it's almost a foreign concept to us, but it's something you have to think about, that Hashem loves me. I don't know what that means. Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. Hashem doesn't even know me. I guess Hashem knows me because He created me. But what do you? Hashem loves me. Hashem loves me. But what did I do? What do you mean Hashem loves me? Did I do something? Did I learn 50 block Gemara about Pad? Did I give stucca? What did I do? The answer is I did nothing. Before I was created, I didn't give stucca. Before I created, I didn't learn Torah. Before I created, I didn't do chesed. I was nothing, but Hashem created me for no reason other than to share, to give, to help me. And that hargasha, that feeling, that love, Hashem continues to feel. And if you want to understand why tefillah is so powerful, if you want to understand why davening is so effective, it's because it hits on that relationship. When a son comes back to his father and says, Tati, help me, please. Please? And especially if the son is really, really sincere, if the son has tears in his eyes and says, I can't do it, please help me. Is there a father alive who won't do anything to help his son? And that is our relationship with our Creator.